Hi, my name is Matt. I'm an English teacher, and this is a recording of a free lesson that I did recently on whiziq.com. We're using material from the Talk A Lot free spoken English course, which is a free download from englishbanana.com/talkalot. If you'd like to attend the next online lesson, please visit www.whiziq.com/Matt Perland. Today I've got a very special plug, that is special advert, that's for my online lesson. So, as you can see here, I told you it to be shameless plug today. Do you like my free lessons? Why not invest in yourself? Invest in yourself, so that's kind of idiom, isn't it? With private lessons online. Just you and me, so we could do one-to-one lessons. That would be on either WizIQ, like this kind of lesson, or on Skype. Or another way, if you can suggest another way, I don't mind. What are the benefits? Well, basically you can choose what you want to study. You know, if you want to study for a particular exam, maybe one of these acronyms, you can. Or if you want to study spoken English, I could help you with that, maybe. All the levels. So I don't mind if you're a beginner, elementary, pre-intermediate, intermediate, advanced, expert, genius. I don't mind. But if you're a genius, you could teach me, maybe. You know, you could choose the time and the frequency of the lessons. No minimum number. So if you don't like it, the first lesson, you don't have to have any more. It's up to you. $15 is the rate, US, for 45 minutes. And that's paid before the lesson, okay. So I've already got one student who's doing this. It's really nice. And I've got time for some more. So, maybe you know somebody who's interested, or maybe you're interested in the one-to-one lesson. I can't do a free one-to-one lesson because I need to feed my family. Yeah, my daughter eats a lot of sweets, a lot, and she needs the money for that. Yeah, it's advertising. No, hard times call for desperate measures, no dear. Okay, so let's finish this advert now. And I know, Bridget, but I tell them, but nobody listens. Yeah. Anyway, that's another story. Let's start our lesson. We're going to have a look at sentence blocks today. What are sentence blocks? Well, you could download this page. It's all the information you need. It's at englishbanana.com/talkalot/sentenceblocksinstructions.pdf, and there's a little hyphen in between each word. And this is good, all the information about how to teach and how to do sentence blocks. But basically we're looking at sentence building, that is how to make a positive sentence in English, a negative sentence, and question forms. That is two kinds of questions, yes or no questions, where the answer is yes or no, and for example, what, why, where, when, which, and how. How is honorary member of the group? Because it has this H and W. So these are really really good exercises for students. And in the first book, first three books of Talk A Lot, that is book 1 to 3, I just said that, we have 8 different forms, verb forms. Can you remember them, what they are? 8 forms. Present simple, what else? Past simple, yeah, present continuous, past continuous, present perfect, modal verbs, what else is the future form? So that's will and going to, future forms, and first conditional. So this is in the first three books, and you could kind of master these 8 forms, or tenses if you want to call them tenses. So when I came to do intermediate book, book 1, which is now what I'm doing, book 1, I'm going to use 8 more verb forms, different ones. So get ready for the big announcement. So we're going to look at 8 different new forms in this book. So just for intermediate, these are things which are interesting and studied at this level, intermediate students. So and advanced as well. You know, you can't have enough of verb forms. So these are going to be present perfect continuous, past perfect, future perfect, so 3 perfects in a row, second conditional, third conditional, yeah, that's to complete the conditionals, reported speech, passive voice, and imperative form. So 8 really useful verb forms there. Hi Eleanor, nice to see you again. So this is going to make the sentence blocks a bit harder, yeah? But they should be harder for a higher level, right? They should be harder. We're going to look at 4 of them tonight. That is 4 verb forms or tenses, and the sentence blocks from the first unit, which is hotel. Okay. So what you need to know how to make sentence block, that's important. This is the material that you need. I will give a quick introduction to it, okay, and then we're going to look at each form and try and make a sentence block with each one. So has anybody got any questions at the moment? Don't be shy if you have, it's okay. At the moment I'm just preparing the first unit of this book, that intermediate book 1, on this topic of hotel. Yeah. So that's coming hopefully this by the end of this month. I hope it'll be online and ready. It's going to be a lot bigger, it's about 58 pages. 58. So it's a big chunk of materials. Okay, how can we make then sentence blocks? Or what is a sentence block? Sentence block is just a method or a way of practicing tenses. So we're going to it's, for example, it's 7 lines in a sentence block, 7 lines. Let's take, for example, this sentence, very simple. Let's start simple with present simple. this is an orange, okay, this is an orange, and let's say the question word is what. What question could you ask about this sentence, starting with what? This is an orange. So, what is it? What is this? Yeah, so, this is an orange. What is this? And the short answer? What's the short answer? This is an orange. What is this? Short, very short answer. So, short answer, an orange. Okay. So, we have then three lines of a sentence block. That is statement, then a question with were, and then a short answer. So, students should practice this together in pairs, okay? Or the teacher could drill it from the front of the class if that's what you want to do. And on the whiteboard, you only have the first line and the were question word. So on the board it just says, this is an orange, what? And then you have to make the rest of it. So what is this? An orange. Okay. Then the teacher says, well, you should make a question, yes, no question, based on the first line. So what yes, no question can I ask? This is an orange. What is this? An orange. So yes, no question. So let's keep it simple. Nadia Scott, is it an orange? Is this an orange? Says Christina. So use the words that are in the first line. Yeah? Is this an orange? Okay. So it's a yes, no question. And the short answer? What is the short answer? Yes. It is. Thanks, Christina. Yes, it is. Okay, so you've now got five lines of the sentence block. Using present simple, okay. And in the first three books, we used the eight different verb forms to make the sentence blocks. And in this book, we've got eight more difficult ones, okay. So, it's the same process each time, whatever the form, okay? It's the first line, then what question, short answer, yes, no question, short answer. And students practice this together. They only have the first line and the what question on the board. They don't see everything else. They have to think. Use their brains, they're not reading anything. Okay. And using their memory. Memory is important as well. So five lines of the block, and then to finish it we need to have yes no question, but this time to get negative answer. No, it isn't. Good, thanks Bridget for helping. So what could we say? Yes, no question to get a negative answer. Similar to the first question, is this an orange? But to get a negative answer. So really simple, present simple. Christina's helping. Is this an apple? Yeah, question mark. And short answer? Nadia's saying, is this a pear? Okay, and the short answer, is it? No. No, it isn't. Okay. And then another negative sentence, longer one, starting again with the pronoun, it isn't an apple. Why? Because it's an orange. We know it's an orange. That's in the first line. So the idea is students are repeating this this sequence, that is 7 lines, with partners or with the whole class, and they're practicing the verb form. So we're looking at things like auxiliary verbs, helping verbs. We haven't got in this example, but for example, if I said the first line was I like football, and the word was what, so I have to say what do you like, and then we have do appears in our question, and this is really interesting for students at elementary, right? And really important. So sentence block, it's just there to for students to practice. My idea is that you could do 45 minute lesson on sentence blocks, look at some of the 8 different forms, or just look at one of the forms, one or two. It's a very flexible course, talk a lot. So if we go to then our first sentence, we've got present perfect continuous form, or you might want to say progressive. I prefer to say continuous. Kay's been washing dirty sheets in the hotel laundry all morning. So this is the starting sentence. It's on the board, or it's on the handout for students, and they've got the question word where. So Kay's been washing dirty sheets in the hotel laundry all morning. And so what question could you ask with where? What question? And try to follow the first line as much as possible. Okay, so Nadia's got, where has Kay been washing dirty sheets all morning? Try and keep the information that's there. So there's different parts, isn't there? Washing dirty sheets all morning? Question mark. And the short answer? Short answer? Where? It's in the first sentence. All the information is in the starting sentence. But keep the article, Nadia, in the which laundry? Hotel laundry. In the hotel laundry. Good, Liz. Yeah. So you've got 3 lines of the sentence block in present perfect continuous form. Kay's been washing dirty sheets in the hotel laundry all morning. Where has Kay been washing dirty sheets all morning? In the hotel laundry. Short answer. Great. It's practicing the tenses or forms. So, question with inversion now. That is yes to get yes no. Yes no question. What do you think? What can you do to get a yes no? Well, we want to get a positive answer, don't we? We want to get a positive, a yes answer. So question form, I should state that Kay is a woman, it's female name, so that's got to help, that's going to help, isn't it? So Christina's nearly right. So we've got to start with the auxiliary verb. Has Kay been washing dirty sheets in the hotel laundry all morning? Thanks, Nadia. Absolutely perfect. Has Kay been washing dirty sheets in the hotel laundry all morning? And then short answer, positive answer, what? Bridget's already beaten us to it. Yes, she has. Okay. So, students are doing this using their own brain. They're not reading it. They've only got the first sentence and the where question word on the board or on the handout. So this is really the strength of the sentence block method. Unlike some other methods, students are not reading from a book at this stage. They're thinking, they're using the knowledge of the tense or the form, and they're using the method of sentence blocks to practice it, okay? And the teacher should be walking around, you know, correcting. But they're not sitting in a circle reading very quickly from a book. They're thinking. This is maybe we should call it the thinking method. Okay, so has Kay been washing, etc.? Yes, she has. Okay, so we've got five lines and students are repeating this using their brain from memory, but using the first line to help them. And we need to complete the block, so let's make another yes-no question, this time to get a negative answer. And you should change the where, change this element. Change the where to get a negative answer. Like, no, she hasn't answer. Okay, so Liz is saying, but let's keep the vocabulary from the first line, okay? So has Kay been washing dirty sheets in the river all morning? Yeah. But it could be anywhere, in the river, in her home, in the washing machine. Yeah. And the short answer, no. What's the short answer? No. No, she isn't. No, she hasn't. Okay, good. We can't use isn't because it's not in this sentence. Is, it's not an, it's not the auxiliary verb. It's has. Yeah. Okay, don't worry. Good. So, no, she hasn't. And then we make a long negative sentence. Kay hasn't been washing dirty sheets in the river or washing machine all morning. Yeah. Excellent. So, it really helps students with not only with verb forms or tenses, but also with general grammar, like in the something, in the river, in the hotel laundry. Use of articles is important. Yeah. You could even change the question word and say, you know, ask the question, who's been washing dirty sheets? And short answer, Kay has. Yeah, Kay has. So this is to practice tenses. Let's look at a bit more at present perfect continuous. Why do we use present perfect continuous? What is the time or what is the use here? What do you think? Mm-hmm. What time is it in this form? Past, present, future? Muriel sang past. Mm-hmm. Christina sang present. Mark's saying present. So Nadia's saying the action started in the past. Okay. So in this sentence, Kay's been washing dirty sheets in the hotel laundry all morning. So in the past, it's a past action, but right up until now, or just a few minutes ago, maybe. But the action is past. Mark is saying that as well. The washing, that's the action, is in the past, yeah? Okay. I like to think of it as recent continuous action. Recent continuous action. What have you been doing all morning? What have you been doing? What have you been doing today? You might get home and ask your partner, your wife, husband, or what have you been doing all night? What have you been doing? What continuous actions have you been doing? So the action is finished, but the time isn't finished. Allah is saying the morning isn't over yet. No. So if it's still morning, Tammy, you can say, I've been eating chocolate this morning. I don't know where you are in the world. So, you know, if you're on the other side, then you could say that. I couldn't say that now, because here it's evening. Here it's about 9 p.m. So I could say I was eating, past continuous. Not I have been eating. Okay. Great. Next one. Another perfect tense or form. You know, some people don't like to use the word tenses. Do you know why? Some people don't like it, some teachers and some books. Do you know why? I know it's common in the EFL. Yeah. But I remember someone said to me once, there are only two tenses in the world. That is, tense means time. So there are only two times, and that is past or future. No, I'm sorry, I've got it wrong. Past or present. So there are only two tenses in English, past or present. And we should call these forms rather than tenses, so verb forms. So that's what I tend to do, because tense just means time, and it may be misleading for some for students. Yeah, they're only past and present. Yeah. And we use the present forms for the future, like will. Yeah, for example. Okay, let's look at this one. It's past perfect. It's the second one on the list in this book, Intermediate Book 1. Bridget jumped in straight away. Two actions in the past. Good. Bravo. I will put for a mnemonic. Mnemonic. It's hard to say that. Two past actions. Okay. Yeah, two past actions. So this is a quick way to remember something. Yeah. Mnemonic. So this is in our intermediate book, Talk a Lot book, past perfect. So you can practice all the sentence blocks. I hope I will write 10 units of this book. No, God willing. We'll see. We'll see. So let's look at this one and try and make the sentence block. The duty manager had asked Philip to wipe down the other bar because it was filthy, but he completely forgot. Okay. Any new vocabulary then here? We should always check the students know the words in the starting sentence. Filthy, very, very dirty. Very dirty. Wipe down, so it's phrasal verb. You know, take a cloth and just clean it with a cloth. Maybe spray something on it, some antibacterial stuff. Nice phrasal verb. Okay. Bleach, says Bridget. Okay. So, the two actions then. The duty manager had asked Philip to do this, but he forgot. So they're both past actions. Which one is the first action? Which one is first? Had asked, Christina, saying, good, and Alawi, excellent. So this is really a really good verb form for describing, setting the scene, to give some background information. Yeah? To set the scene. Okay. So the main point is the fact that he forgot, and that's relevant now, or maybe that's relevant in the story. But we need to know about the first action to understand the second, or to understand the significance. Okay. So we've got the sentence block, why? That's the question word, why? And we need to try and make a sentence from that question with why. And if your students are having a problem with this, this is a good opportunity to teach the past perfect. And then hopefully by the end of the course, they will be absolutely hot on it, absolutely know what it's about. Yeah. Liz has got it. Why had the duty manager asked Philip to wipe down the other bar? Okay. Why had? Yeah. Keep the same form, Nadia. We want the past perfect. So we're using auxiliary verb had. Yeah. Had asked. That's the main point of past perfect. It's the auxiliary verb, had. Had asked. So why had the duty manager asked? So what is the short answer, Tammy? Because it was filthy. Good. And the last part of the sentence, it's not used in the sentence block. The fact that he forgot is a different clause, really. So, why had the duty manager asked Philip to wipe down the other bar? Short answer, because it was filthy. Okay. Now, question with inversion. Question with inversion to get a positive answer now, to get a yes answer. Anyone? So, a few people typing. Have a think about it. We're usually starting yes-no question with auxiliary verb, had. So, had the duty manager asked Philip to wipe down the other bar? Nadia saying, good. Short answer? Short? Yes, and let's make it, okay, that's very short, but let's keep the auxiliary verb. Yes, he had, okay, because we want to practice auxiliary verbs. So imagine the surprise and excitement of your students, if you're a teacher, when you give them this activity to do, practicing the past perfect. Imagine the surprise and the fun, the joy in their eyes that you will see. But, you know, I'm being a bit flippant. A little bit. I'm joking a bit. But also, the point is, they've got their heads up. They're not just looking at their books, reading. They're not writing. They're speaking. This is a speaking activity. So 45 minutes, they're looking at the board, and they're just reading this first sentence and the question word, and they're looking into the eyes of their partner or the little group, maybe small group. They're thinking about the grammar without anything written down. They shouldn't be writing. They shouldn't have a pen in their hand. So for intermediate level, this is really nice. It's a nice challenge. It's a nice activity to do, and there are always going to be mistakes to begin with. Things like auxiliary verbs are wrong. There's going to be questions, but really, after doing this regularly, you should find the students get it, and they won't have done this anywhere else. It's absolutely original. But I'm so happy you're here, Bridget, because I know it's not your favourite activity, sentence blocks. But on the Talk A Lot course, we have the sentence blocks, but also we have much more creative things like role plays. You know, we have discussion words, discussion questions. We have free practice in the book. This book, intermediate book, we're going to have loads of activities on idioms, phrasal verbs, and slang. Nadia's saying, are they supposed to do sentence blocks for each sentence in the text? No, they have a page, a sentence block page, which has 8 sentences. And it's included in all units of Talk A Lot. There's one in each unit, and each sentence has a different form. Okay. Good. It's not to do with the text, like, you know, when we have the reading text, that's different. These are, if you look in the, download the instructions here about sentence blocks, and it'll show you how to do it. I've created the sentences, and I've chosen the forms that we're going to practice. But at this level, students usually are practicing things like past perfect. Yeah, they're practicing second conditional, third conditional, reported speech, passive voice. These are things for intermediate students and above that we don't really study in the elementary or pre-intermediate so much. Okay, so we're getting a flavour of it, I hope. Let's go to the next one, because I want to look at all these forms today, all 4 of them. So it's another perfect form, future perfect. Future perfect. What can you tell me about future perfect? Anyone? Future perfect. Yeah. Will have. Yeah. Will have plus past participle. Good. Yeah. So, what time is it in this? That's an easy question. What? Allow is saying action finished before a certain time in the future. future form, of course, Christina's right, Nadia as well. I like to say two future actions. I say it all the time here in Poland. It's okay because nobody is listening. No, it's okay. So if past perfect, it's two past actions, right? Future perfect, it's two future actions. And by definition, there has to be one before another, okay? And we're using, for example, this phrase, by the time, you know, by next week. Yeah, by next week. We're using the will of, won't of, negative form. Yeah. We can use going to instead of will, but really going to just adds two extra syllables to the unstressed part. Yeah. Bridget's saying, I will have finished my ironing by 5 o'clock. So 5 o'clock is the fixed point in the future, and somewhere before that our Bridget will have finished her ironing. So that's two times in the future. Yeah. Okay. So in this sentence block we've got then, the pizza restaurant will have opened by the time you get back from the beach. Okay. The pizza restaurant will have opened by the time you get back from the beach. So getting back, that's the second, or that's the furthest in the future, and before that the pizza restaurant will have opened. So the question word is which, that's a question word. What question could we ask then here, based on the first sentence, based on the starting sentence? Okay. Which something has to be a noun after that, doesn't it? Which restaurant will have opened by the time you get back from the beach? The short answer? Short answer? Nadia's got it. Alawi's got it. The pizza restaurant. Okay. Good. Now we have to pick out of the starting sentence the word that starts the yes-no question. Any ideas? What do you think? Yes-no question. I want to get a positive answer, so yes answer. Students have to look at this and really rack their brain maybe and think, how can I start then the yes-no question? But that's the first time they do it. The second and third time, they will know how to do it. Will the pizza restaurant have opened? Dot, dot, dot. Yes. So Nadia's got it. Will. Auxiliary verb starts the yes-no question, usually. Yeah. And the short answer? Short answer to that, yes. Mm-hmm. Will the pizza restaurant have opened? Yes, it will, of course. So, Christina, Nadia, Liz, Alawi, good. And then you make another yes-no question to get a negative answer. Like no, it won't. You could have the answer, yes, it will have, if you want to be more formal. So we change the which, change the type of the restaurant, change the kind of restaurant, and we'll get a no answer, won't we? It's all logical, see, it makes sense. It all makes sense. and the ideas. Change the witch, change the kind of restaurant. So Nadia is saying, will the Chinese restaurant have opened by the time I get back from the beach? Imagine it's a conversation, two people. No. No, it won't. Thank you, Muriel. No, it won't. The Chinese restaurant won't have opened by the time. Okay. So it's absolutely the same method, sentence block method, as in the first three books, but just different forms and more advanced forms. But really, it's the same thing. Okay. It's great fun for students to do. It really is. Okay, let's look at the last one now, and then we're going to finish in a minute. So in the first three books, we looked at first conditional, and this book we're going to look at second conditional. What can you tell me about the second conditional, for example? Is it your favorite conditional? No, I can't choose between them. They're all my favorites. Unreal present, said Alawi. That's like on Christmas morning or your birthday, and you well, wow, that's an unreal present. Thanks. Unreal present. Hypothetic situations in the present, says Nadia. Just present? Just present? It's an if thing, isn't it? It's if something. Future too. Okay. I like to say different present or future. That's very short way to remember this. I'm not going to say mnemonic again. I don't think so. Different present or future. So you imagine something. It's hypothetical. Maybe you want to think about the consequences of your actions. You know, if I did this, this would happen. If you did that, then that would happen. Imaginary situations, it's often used with the example of, if I won the lottery, I would give all my money to charity, of course. But doesn't have to be a crazy thing. Could be something, thinking about your options in the future, giving advice for somebody, for example. If I were you, I would do this. That's a good form for giving advice. If I were you, if I was in your position, I wouldn't take the job. You're just thinking about what could happen. So let's look at this one, this sentence, starting sentence. If I had more free time, I'd help you set up the room for the conference tomorrow. Remember, this is in the hotel unit, about hotel. So what is the question word? Remember, it's a conversation between two people. Okay, so think about the pronouns. It's not going to be I every time. If I had more free time, I'd help you set up the room for the conference tomorrow. What? So Liz, you're nearly there, but you need to change the pronouns because it's a two-way conversation. Yeah. So Nadia's nearly there. What would you do? Or what would you help me set up for the conference tomorrow if you had more free time? Yeah. Okay. You, because we're talking as a conversation, this is meant to be students in pairs, what would you do? What would you do if you had more free time? Yeah. And short answer, it's the second part. I'd help you set up the room for the conference tomorrow. Yeah. And then we go to the yes-no question to get a positive answer. What do you think? So this is the time when you need to teach second conditional form, and this activity is there to help. It's only a few words on the page, but this could be, you know, 15 minutes getting this right, the sentence block, 7 lines. Yeah. Would, so it's this bit. Would you help me? Would you help me set up dot 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 if you had more free time? Great. Yeah, Alawi's got it, Nadia, Tammy. So would you? That's the question form in second conditional. This is just one example. Students could make their own starting sentence. Yeah. It's very flexible. And so we could go on from there. One other point about second conditional. Remember, optimists tend to use first conditional more. So, for example, if I get a pay rise, I will. They're thinking real terms. It could happen. While pessimists use second conditional more. If I got a pay rise, I would, you know. It's the same kind of thought, but different outlook. Who is more optimistic? Okay. Hi, Marfe. Thanks for coming as well. Nice to see you. Okay. So, I think we're going to finish there. It's kind of a whistle stop tour. It's a quick introduction, but this is what we're doing in intermediate book, talk a lot book, in the intermediate book. So present perfect continuous, past perfect, future perfect, second conditional, third conditional, reported speech. Yeah, that's an annoying one, isn't it? Passive voice, imperative form. So do this, do that. Lots of good stuff here. So I'm proposing next week to look at the other four forms. Okay. So if you're still awake, or if you're still interested by then, let's come back next week and look at the other four forms. So, and the sentence blocks. Okay. Good. So, any questions now? Just before we finish, we're going to have to finish. Don't forget you can download this here about sentence blocks, and you can make up your own just by writing a starting sentence. Think of a question word and off you go, like that. Okay, don't forget you can contact me here on these things. Don't forget, if you want, what are the four forms in the next lecture? Okay. So, where did we get to? I think we'll be third conditional. reported speech. Yeah, passive voice. And the last one, imperative. That giving orders or instructions. Okay. So, I'll see you next time. Don't forget you can book with me a private lesson if you want. Don't tell anyone about it. And please leave feedback for me at the end of the lesson, because it's so useful for other students. Lots of people watch the lesson after it's been on, and they can get some idea what it's like if you write some feedback. So that's really helpful. Thanks for joining us today. To download more free lessons and all of the Talkalot materials absolutely free of charge, please visit englishbanana.com/talkalot.